Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having one of my favorite people on the show. I might not be her favorite people by the time we're through here today, but I think maybe I will. I'll try to do my best here. Karen Kerrigan, folks, one of my heroes. You know that. President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Original founding member of our Brain Trust. Started with me, joined my show in 1997. She's still out there working hard for small business. You've heard me say this before. Pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than she does. And she has been a major force behind the Jumpstart Our Business Startup Bill, which is a new bill, a new law that the House has passed. The Senate's passed their version. The president, they're waiting on putting them together, and the president, I'm sure, will sign it. There's about seven components. She's going to tell us about them, and some of them I'm not sure I like, and we're going to discuss it. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Now, you have to promise you'll still love me at the end, even though we might disagree on some things.
Of course.
Tell us about the seven things that are that the seven major categories, and then we'll talk about them later in the show. What are the seven major parts of this act?
Well, actually, it's six major provisions, and we think this is a terrific bill for small business owners and entrepreneurs to receive widespread support. A lot of things Republicans have been pushing for some time now and been able to get Democrat support for various pieces of the legislation. And then a lot of the measures the White House heard in its tour of, their startup initiative, where they went around the country and talked to a lot of high-growth companies that wanted to go public but didn't.
Right.
And basically, businesses that were really having a hard time accessing capital. So, anyway, it's a six-measure, type of bill. The centerpiece of the bill is a measure that will reduce costs for companies seeking to go public by phasing in over 5 years the Security and Exchange Commission regulations that apply to emerging growth companies. So,
that's a really good provision right there. I like that one a lot.
Right. When Sarbanes-Oxley kicked in, there was obviously the IPO market has dried up.
Well, we used to have 60% of the world's IPOs. Now we have 16% of the world's IPOs.
That's right. So we've had, very few companies going public simply because of the cost. So anyway, so it phases in certain reporting compliance, Section 4.
I like that.
Or things like that. And that's
Is that the Reg A offering? That's not the same thing as that.
This is called the IPO on-ramp.
The IPO, okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, the status would be in effect for companies with annual gross revenue of less than $1 billion as well. So,
right.
And $1 billion sounds like a lot, but, for some of these public companies, you're talking multi-billion-dollar companies. So this is
right.
A really good measure.
Are you predicting that this will really, will this increase? This won't necessarily increase IPOs because Sarbanes-Oxley hasn't gone away, but it will at least give companies more breathing room to get bigger so they can justify Sarbanes-Oxley. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely they'll have more, I think the average cost to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley is $2.4 million.
Yeah.
And so that frees up, those resources.
On the low end, it's a lot lower than that, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's 100,000 or 1 million or 2 million.
Yeah,
if they can't afford it, it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you know what? I think in the future when the economy gets better, it may, ramp up on the IPO
right.
side.
Right.
But there's still economic conditions have to improve
right.
in order for investors
Maybe we can get Sarbanes-Oxley amended or partially repealed. All right, what's another provision?
Well, they also removes SEC regulations that are currently preventing small businesses from using advertisements to solicit investors.
Yeah.
And or communicate, you know, with people saying, look, I've got, you know, a great business. I'm
That's previously has been against the law to do that to anybody you didn't know.
Exactly. But it only accredited investors would be able to respond
right.
to that and actually,
right.
you know, to actually invest.
Tell the audience what an accredited investor is.
That's right. You know, someone that basically is really rich.
Well, typically, the rule is this. The classic rule is they either have to have at least $1 million in net worth and at least $200,000 a year in adjusted gross income for 3 years. Now, that's the classic.
Right.
That's the classic definition of an accredited investor. So it may have changed it recently. I don't know, but that's pretty close. So that's a big change right there, folks. The main reason I like that one is because it keeps small business owners who don't mean to do anything bad from going to jail because they didn't realize they weren't supposed to ask somebody to invest in their business that they didn't know. So that's one reason I like that one. I'm doing pretty good so far, folks. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.